pretty lucky to come across one, and just with recent rain, that's when they mostly get seen. It's usually just after rain. They're nocturnal, so they'll come out at night onto roads, and that's when people normally see them. They're an elapid snake, so they a group of snakes that are usually highly venomous, and they've certainly got venom. They have a tendency not to bite, but just like any rule, there's always exceptions, so we encourage people not to handle them, of course.
Can you describe the Bandy Bandy snake for us and tell us about what makes it so extraordinary?
It is a bizarre small snake. So normally when you see them, they'll be on the roadside, and if you approach them, they have a threatening posture. So they do something to make themselves look a little bit threatening. And what that is that they'll actually band up. They'll lift off the ground at certain points along their body and go sort of near vertical. It's extraordinary ability, but it just means that when a predator approaches, it's really confused, because by very definition, a snake is something that's flat along the ground, and that's what predators are used to. And here they come across a snake that can lift itself up, and that's often enough to just make a predator think a little bit before attacking, and sometimes it allows the Bandy Bandy to escape.
So that's why they do that, is just to deter predators.
Yeah, it's just a defence mechanism. They've also got really strong black and white bands, and as crazy as it sounds, when they're moving, because of that flash of black and white, black and white, black and white, that's called flicker diffusion. So that actually disturbs your eyesight and stops you from being able to focus properly on the body and pick up the snake properly. So it's like those silly emails that people might send you, and it really disturbs your eyesight and you've got patterns moving around all over the place. It has the same effect on eyesight of predators. So you can't focus properly on where the snake is at any one point if it's moving quickly, which they will if they get approached by a predator.
Just finally, Michael, how common are sightings of the Bandy Bandy snake, and is it only found in Central Australia?
So they are found across Australia. There's about six or so species. We've got four in the territory. They spend most of their life underneath leaf litter and in soil, so they feed almost exclusively on blind snakes. So your opportunity to see a Bandy Bandy, if you come across one, you're just extremely lucky. So you can't really go out and search for one with an expectation to see one. You just have to be super lucky to come across them.